Extra Credit Fridays highlights our most mind-blowing moments of real wisdom and practical advice from our amazing guests. So get ready to raise your personal and professional GPA in just a few quick minutes. Welcome to the podcast, guys. Listen, this is Extra Credit Fridays, one of the most amazing specials that we do. And here's the thing. This could be your very first time clicking that button. We are going to go back and give you one of those most iconic conversations in less than 5 minutes. And today we revisit the iconic conversation I had with the one and only Sarah Lovestyle. She's a friend of mine, but also somebody who is a dope entrepreneur, a boss, a master expert in terms of creating content, and huge on branding. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, but also I want to give a huge quick shout out to the review of the week. It comes from Stacy Russ, and they wrote, "I'm a first-time listener and love this dose of encouragement. I'll be listening to more." Listen, Stacy, I appreciate you. Guys, if you've enjoyed this podcast any form or fashion, be sure to scroll down to the bottom of the screen. If you're listening to this on Apple, click that 5-star rating, or perhaps you're listening to us on Spotify, smash that 5-star rating and leave us a review. It's helped us do tremendous things. Now let's get into it. The new Extra Credit Friday, the first one of 2022 with the one and only Sarah Lovestyle. This episode is sponsored by the Now What Academy. The Now What Academy is for entrepreneur-minded individuals that want to take their career or business to the next level, where you get to go one-on-one with me and get the insights you need to grow, get your plan down on paper, the word out to social media, and exclusive access. And if this is something you're interested in, our students have received amazing results. Find out more at www.schoolsovernowwhat.com. For someone right now that's been listening to this episode, that's trying to figure out, okay, you got Sarah sitting here right now. I need a tip that's going to help me with my branding and my social media. What would be, you know, just share, you know, a couple, maybe three minimum tips that you would give someone right now who is starting brand new with their branding and social media?
The first one would definitely be bold. Be so bold, be so courageous, be confident, which is easier said than done. But also the second thing, and we talk about it all the time, is your why and your authenticity. I would say it's the two things, but that's cool. But what does that mean? And how is that tangible and measurable? And the reality is, like, what do you have to say? What knowledge do you have? I think we assume that we need to be experts at something, and you need to be at a level 8 in order for a 10 for you to teach something. But the reality is, even if you're a 3, teach steps 1 and 2. If you have an experience, or whether that's good or bad, like, share that. You know, and if I can be honest, actually, I've never shared this. 4 years ago, I had a scenario that almost broke me, like broke me to my core. And I had 2 options. I could sit in the corner and I could cry and I could quit and I could give up, or I could take what happened to me and allow it to happen through me so that I can help someone else. So sometimes the very experiences that we're trying to hide, the parts of our life that's maybe ugly and not beautiful, are the parts where there is healing for someone else. Sometimes the story or the testimony isn't necessarily for you, it's for someone else. So I think when we understand that the power of actual influence to do something to get people to move, if you have something to share, that you would be doing somebody a disservice by not sharing what you know. You're doing someone a disservice by not allowing someone to heal from possibly something that they're currently dealing with, or have been dealing with, or have been scared to deal with. And the other thing I would say is, as scary as creating content can be and as daunting as it can be, plan it out in a way that you can be proud of. Like, show your best foot forward. How do you want to show up in the world, and how do you want to be remembered in the world? What possibilities could there be if you just start? Just start. I'm telling you, Sean, when I started, no one could tell me that I would be talking. I swore I would never do a live. I had never done a podcast interview. I had never spoken in front of a camera. I never even wanted to be in front of it. My social media manager, God bless her, she's still with me to this day, her and I got into it. Because she's like, "Sarah, you need to do videos. You need to talk, and people need to get to know you, because they don't trust you She told me they don't trust you because they don't know you. Mm-hmm. When I asked her, how come I'm not growing? And that would be like the third tip. You have to talk. You have to show up. You have to really stand firm in who you are, even when it's not perfect, and be imperfectly perfect in your space, but allow people to know you so that they can trust you. Because if they don't trust you, they don't follow. If they don't trust you, they don't show up. If they don't trust you, they don't buy from you, or they don't listen to your podcast. Sean, you've done a phenomenal job where your audience and even my audience knows that if I share Sean, we know the podcast is going to be fire every time. There's no question about that. There is no doubt on whether, you know, are you going to be consistent this week? Are you going to show up this week? When people know that and that trust is built, the audience will come. It takes time, but it will come. And sometimes to like, don't rush the process, like slow down.
Facts.
It's okay. Like, virality isn't necessarily a good thing. I have gone viral and it was a great thing, and I've gone viral and it wasn't a good thing, and it brought me all the wrong audience and I didn't see it coming. Now, can you go back and reel it back in? Yes. But I would say, like, be consistent, show up, be at your best, but you don't have to be perfect. Like, perfection isn't profitable. So just show up.
Hi guys, if you enjoy this inspirational clip from our past episode of the show, then you will enjoy my free ebook where we share success tips with former guests filled with valuable insights from our favorite episodes now. Just visit www.schoolsovernowwhat.com.